soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on November 7, 2022. This is called The Decree and Mandate to Murder Again. Nothing is new under the sun. People forget or have been ignorant that during the time of Moses' birth, as well as Jesus' birth, there were decrees to murder children. The idea was to thwart the godly servant who was to come in the name of the Lord. But both times, God delivered his young Moses from death, as well as having Jesus sent to Egypt with his parents to escape the agenda from the Roman power. But these were localized events in the Middle East. Today, we have a worldwide agenda to murder the young, and not only that, to murder and maim the young to elderly of every nation. It is underway now and is coordinated and executed in unprecedented fashion. I bring this to the attention of those who would consider this. Think about it. It was a travesty to murder innocent young children, and it still is. But in the world today, we have legalized murder called abortion. I recently understood that those who abort their babies could care less about sterilizing the young children that may be born in these days. The mothers who willingly take injections of the various poisonous technological and biological brew are co-conspirators with the murderers. They are making their killing both physically and financially. They love death and hate life. People are dying all over the world from the plan to depopulate the earth. It is stunning at the spiritual blindness and ignorance of so many that cannot perceive what is underway. I'm convinced that sin has increased and the hearts are hard as a rock and unmovable, dispassionate, as these things transpire in the earth. This is how I know. That we are in the last of days. Why? Because what Jesus told us about the end. He said that there would be no flesh alive, and due to that, the Father would cut short the days for the very elect's sake. And that is how I know. Never, ever before was there such a death agenda on such a massive scale. Yes, there's been murder campaigns that killed the babies. And now, even though the various entities and private researchers have proven and documented in writing for all to see that the vaccine agenda of COVID-19 has had large health issues and even death, even so, they continue in the mandates and decrees to jab, inject, and insert the toxin, the poisoned arrow, anyway. The CDC, the FDA, and Pfizer all have exposés revealed how they knew there were damages from the products they are administering, and it proceeded anyway. Think about that. Why would they do that? What is it they have done? It is said that over 5 billion people have taken the shots. And there are many reports of people getting severely sick and even dying from the rich and famous, professional athletes, young and old, somebodies and nobodies, all have succumbed to these decrees to inject the world. I report this with a heavy heart. In a grieving spirit, the only solace is to know that the Lord God will execute his righteous vengeance against these culprits. He's allowing them to fill their cup of iniquity. He has allowed Satan to deceive the nations for a while. Look around and see the gullible, snared by hook, line, and sinker. Or should I say, vaccination. People are getting their due for not believing or seeking the Lord. How many have made their own choices and believed the liars? God is allowing this operation of death destruction, and delusion, to move slowly and methodically. Perhaps some will come to their senses and call upon the Lord. Then again, many will not. Here's another observation. How is it that there are unbelievers in Jesus who have more understanding of these events than professing Christians, and they're outraged? How is it that various non-Christians who do not have the Holy Spirit abiding in them can perceive this wicked agenda while the church leaders not only are blind, deaf, and dumb, but willingly participate in the death operation of COVID? They actually had clinics where this unsuspecting religious bared their arm for the shot of death in the church parking lots. This is stunning indeed. Yet I have it recorded and displayed on my website, soundingthealarm.com, that years ago, from 2004, how the Lord showed me that the false church would be used by the beast of the rising global government raising its ugly head now. Come out from among them, says the Lord God Almighty. Do not touch the unclean thing, and be ye separate. Well, and there are those on the outside of the religious system, in the highways and the byways, and the Lord would have them be compelled to come into the faith in Jesus now or never before it's too late. Well, this is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.